word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We hope our program is a real blessing to you and that the Lord would encourage you and bless your heart as we continue our study in Proverbs chapter 3. I'll tell you, Proverbs is an amazing book, and I would encourage you to read it. We need to spend more time, I think, in the book of Proverbs. We need to be teaching it to our young people. Now this year, and I've mentioned this before, I'm reading Proverbs through every month this year. Proverbs has 31 chapters. Most months have 31 days. So whatever day it is, I read that proverb. So today, I'd be reading Proverbs chapter 29 on the 29th of April, and so on. Now, I know a few months are off a little bit, and you have to make up for those. But it's been a blessing to me to go through it. And I want to encourage you to do that, to spend some time in Proverbs. I'll tell you, Proverbs will encourage you. Proverbs will build you. Proverbs will help you in your life every day and give you such wisdom. I mean, it's an amazing book to study. I don't think you'll ever exhaust it. Remember, it was written by Solomon, which is one of the wisest men that ever lived. And it'd do you well to read his word and to read his book of Proverbs. And today we're particularly focusing on chapter 3. And chapter 3 is a chapter that just gives us so many principles for life. And we're going to be seeing one of them today here in just a few minutes. Before we get there, I want to tell you about a couple of things. First of all, I want to ask you to pray for us. This program, we're just getting started again, and it's going to need some funding. And if you'd like to help us, I believe that God could use you to help us get this program, not only in the cities where we're broadcasting, but also on the internet. You can find these broadcasts and actually a couple of years for the broadcast at considerhisword.org. I encourage you to go take a look at that. And while you're there, for the next few weeks, I have 10, and we've given a few away. We started with 10. I have these little prayer journals that we want to send you. Now, I'm going to send you to absolutely free, no postage, no anything. You just simply write to us. Now, you can write to us by email. You can contact us by snail mail. And write to us. I'll give you the address here in a few moments. Just go to the website and click on the contact button and just simply write to us and give us your address, and we'll get one of these out to you as soon as we can. Now, if you'd like to just write, you can write to us at Consider His Word, 30290 Josie Billy Highway. It's 30290 Josie Billy Highway. Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida. That's C-L-E-W-I-S-T-O-N, Clewiston, Florida. This ministry comes to you from deep in the Everglades. It's a beautiful day today here in the Everglades, and we're contacting you and we're broadcasting this ministry so we can just share the gospel with you and share the Word of God and consider His Word. And so let's look at Proverbs 3 for a few. And we're going to begin at verse 1. We've really done verse 1 and 2, and today we're going to be focusing on verse 3. Possibly we'll get down to verse 4 and 5 and so on. But beginning at chapter 3, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, he said, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. bind them about thy neck, write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Let's take a moment and ask God to bless his word this morning. Father, thank you for blessing us. Thank you for your word. Teach us today. May the Spirit of God guide us into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we're going to pick up today with verse 3. Now, we talked about verses 1 and 2 where he speaks about don't forget the Word of God. Don't neglect the Bible. Spend time in the Word of God. But he also tells us something else not to forget. He says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Now, let's think through these. First of all, when he says, don't let them forsake you, he's meaning remember these things. Keep them in your mind, keep them in your heart. And there's two things that he mentions. One of them is mercy, the other is truth. Now, when he speaks of mercy, generally we think of mercy simply meaning that we do not receive something that we really deserve. Now, the truth of it is, we deserve hell. Because of our sin and rebellion against God, we deserve hell. But God in his mercy, and he said, I'm going to give you a way out. And he sent his son to die on the cross. And God poured out his mercy upon us so that we could have a relationship with God. And we could have eternal life. But when you study the word mercy here and you look it up in the Hebrew, and I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but I do have tools that I can look it up. And the word mercy here has with the idea of kindness, of being kind. Boy, is that something we need today. Just a sense of kindness. You know, we live in a day of such hatred and such division. I've never seen it like it is right now. Now, certainly hate has always been around. But boy, the way people viciously attack each other and the divisions that we see, you know, we need to show kindness to each other. We don't have to agree on everything, but we can still be kind to each other. We don't have to voice threatenings and calling names. You realize that when people run out of arguments, that's when they begin to call names, begin to label people with vicious and vile names. And Solomon here in Proverbs 3 is saying, don't let kindness forsake you. Remember to be kind. Now, you can be kind to everybody. And again, you have to agree with them. Kindness doesn't mean you agree. Kindness is just showing mercy and showing them a kindness and reaching out. Now, I believe in that kindness, it also shows the love of Christ in us. That even in believers, and this is one of the things we struggle with because Christians and the Bible and the Lord are attacked every day. I think Satan is behind some of that, but we're attacked every day. That doesn't mean we have to attack back. We can attack by showing kindness. The Bible speaks of it as heaping coals of fire upon their head. And just be kind to people. When they're rude to you, try to be kind. I had someone recently that said some very rude things to me, and I tried just to be kind and to say good words and nice words and try to encourage them. I think they were just having a hard day. And we can show that kindness. So he's saying, don't let this kindness get away from you. And boy, today I think we've done that. It's something you may have to work at. And then the other is what we call random acts of kindness. Just show somebody some kindness. Open a door for someone. Send them a note of encouragement. I try to send a card or a letter to someone every week just to encourage them and to be a blessing to them. And you can do that. Just show that kind of bit of kindness. What about driving? Oh, my. Road rage. Even when you're driving, defer to someone else and show them that kindness. Sometimes people think they get in their car, they're out for war. And I know sometimes it seems like that, but you can show that kindness. He said, now don't let it get away from you. The other thing he says is truth. Don't let truth get away from you. Don't let truth fail you. Now, here's one of the issues we're dealing with today, as many believe that truth is whatever you want it to be. I think that's a lie from hell itself. Because there is truth, and there is absolute truth. And while people will try to deny it and try to explain around it, I believe they want to deny truth, and they try to explain it away and say, well, that's your truth. Listen, the truth of the Bible, the truth of God is not subjective. The truth of the Word of God is God's Word and God's truth. Jesus, when he prayed in the garden, said, thy word is truth. You can depend on the Word of God. Truth is, explain it this way. I had a preacher one time say, well, the truth is true because it's true. And maybe that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you, but I believe you can stand on the truth and stand on the Word of God. And so he's saying, don't let that truth escape you. Now, we can look at this in several ways. First of all, is acknowledging God's truth and receiving God's truth. But also has with it the idea of telling the truth, of always being honest. Now, he goes on. I don't want to get too bogged down here. He said that we ought to bind these about your neck in verse 3 and write them on the tables of your heart. These are simply ways of saying, don't forget these things. Now, I know it's work, and it takes effort to do these things because, boy, in the world we live in today, it's just not out there. And so we've got to show that kindness. We've got to live that truth. He says, when we do that in verse 4, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. The word favor here has to do with grace. And we'll find grace, favor, and good understanding, not only in the sight of God, he said, but also in the sight of men. Certainly, God knows everything. God knows what you're thinking. But where it really counts and where we let our light shine is when we show that to other people. Now listen, the truth doesn't have to be cruel. The truth can be expressed and the truth can be shared in love. And that's the way the truth ought to be handled. And the way the truth ought to be shown is in love. Our love for the Lord and our love for each other. And when we show that truth and live that mercy and live that kindness, people are going to see that and they're going to see Jesus in you. After all, that's what he wanted us to do, is that people could see Jesus in us. When people see your life, what do they see? If we live for God and if we live right, they're going to see in us the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You know, that's what I want people to see. When they see me walk down the street, I want them to see someone that loves the Lord and someone who tries to live like Jesus. One time in a vacation Bible school, I actually had a child come up to me one day and say, are you Jesus? I guess they had heard us talking about him in the Bible studies and things. And I said, no, I'm not Jesus, but I know him. I hope you know him. And I hope you're following him. And in following him, you show that mercy and you show truth, you show kindness, and live the truth of God. Time is gone for the day. Thanks for joining us. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying God bless you. Until next time.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.